looking through population projections to land that's available and then trying to really match the two. So it becomes more of, I guess, an incentivized approach than a regulatory approach. Regulation doesn't go away, but we're looking towards how can we incentivize the kind of growth that will create value while not ignoring the importance of community values of various communities around the county and their needs, and also the need, the important need to balance the environment and the environmental needs of the county and the rural character of our county, which is a heritage that we have. And so to do that, we really need to move more towards and what we're getting to here is more of a public-private partnership with development, with growth. And we'll be talking about a particular example of that here when we talk about Little Manatee. And why that's important is because of affordability. So if we want to make this county affordable to live in, both in terms of tax burden as well as just the affordability of housing in general, what we have to rely on is the growth in value that then allows us to sustain our tax structure but generate the kind of revenue off of growth that's going to make it sustainable.